to Favorite Songs By,
the podcast where two friends and music industry professionals
break down our favorite songs
by Desert Island, all time, top five
by our favorite artists,
are as follows,
to create our own ultimate best ofs playlists.
We're your hosts,
Nicole Prooch
and Kit Atkinson.
All right, welcome to the very first podcast of Favorite Songs By. How you doing, Kit?
I'm pretty good. Yourself, Nicole?
Pretty good for being in quarantine day, I don't know, week six and a half, seven, something like that.
Well, at least we've got Sheryl Crow to get us through it.
At least we got Sheryl. So let's start this off. So I guess I'll just start with a nice little intro about our girl here. This artist is a nine-time Grammy Award winner. She was a former backup singer for Michael Jackson and once was a piano school teacher. With hits like If It Makes You Happy and Run Baby Run, all she wants to do is have a little fun. So the artist... you like that? The artist for our first episode is none other than the gorgeous, the rockin' Sheryl Crow.
Definitely a favorite of mine. One of the great all-time songwriters, I would say, or singer-songwriters. She's got a lot of hits in the bag. A few really... really good albums and maybe kind of some middle of the road albums later on in her career, but name me any artist that doesn't go through that.
So basically what we're doing is trying to take all of our very favorite Sheryl Crow songs and then condense them down to a nice little playlist that we would consider our ultimate best hits list. And I don't know. We could try to get down to... I feel like for Sheryl, I had so many. Like, I went through my list. I made my list twice. Like, I went through, checked it, and had to, like, try to knock it down even more because I started with 25 favorite Sheryl Crow songs.
That's definitely more than I had. However, I think mine's around about 20, so it's not too bad.
Okay.
I think that the way we're going to dissect this is really just go through album by album of what we've got in our favorite lists, and then we'll come back and fight it out as to which ones are the favorite songs, the best songs.
And how many do you think we should have on our, like, what makes a good sized, like, ultimate 12. Hits? 12?
12, you reckon?
I'd say, yeah, I feel like that's good. I'd say, like, 10 to 12. 12 tops.
Let's go 12. I think we're going to need 12 with Sheryl.
I think we're going to need 12.
I get the feeling.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, then. Do you want to start with your fave?
Sure. Well, I guess... we start from the beginning with 1993's Tuesday Night Music Club, which was a massive success and was basically written, I believe, with just all the musicians that she was actually jamming with at a club. They were kind of working on the songs together. She was the core songwriter, obviously, the bond that tied together. But, essentially she had a whole bunch of musicians that she went and then recorded the album with. So my favourite songs of this as I went through, and it is a very personal album for me, growing up, I loved this song. I always wanted to get to LA on the back of this record. Run Baby Run, Strong Enough, Can't Cry Anymore, All I Want to Do, No One Said It Would Be Easy. And I've got a couple of little outliers here, in I Shall Believe.
Uh-huh.
And also, sitting on the bench is Leaving Las Vegas.
Mmm. So you're not sure about that one.
Yeah, look, I think it's a very strong song. But is it the strongest song on that album? No. So hence why it's kind of at the back of it. I think there's a few... the ones that I've mentioned as my definites are, you know, definitely, I think, stronger songs than Leaving Las Vegas.
All right. This is going to be a tough challenge.
Your turn.
All right. So for Tuesday Night Music Club. So I did a little bit of background on this because I was looking at kind of like what songwriters were prominent on this record and on the songs that I was choosing too.
Can I ask, did you check the amount of Grammys that she won on this? She got Record of the Year, Best New Artist, and Best Female Pop Vocal at the Grammys for this record.
And it worked for her. Sometimes that doesn't work.
She scooped those Grammys.
Yeah. Sometimes Best New Artist doesn't really pan out. They get Best New Artist.
Yeah, but I think when you're getting Record of the Year, I mean, that's the one to get.
Yep.
So if she's getting that, that's pretty strong.
It's pretty strong. Well, I know you gave a little bit of background. So Tuesday Night Music Club was actually formed by, it was formed in 1992 by Bill Bottrell, who is one of the main songwriters and producers on this album, and along with Kevin Gilbert, who was Cheryl's ex-boyfriend. And that's kind of how she got brought into this. And it was just sort of a Tuesday night kind of like jam club here in LA. And then the album was formed. She was there and she was writing and performing these songs. And then the Tuesday Night Music Club, the album was born. And turns out this Bill Bottrell is one of the, he's producer and songwriter on most of the songs that you just mentioned. And my favorites of this album are all the exact ones you just mentioned as well. So I would say, I know you said I Shall Believe and Leaving Las Vegas weren't the strongest contenders for you on that album, but I would have to disagree on Leaving Las Vegas. I feel like that is one of the very strongest on that album.
Oh, okay. Interesting. It says nothing about LA, that song, though.
It's all right. I mean, all I want to do is clearly probably the front runner.
Santa Monica Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that line. Oh,
so good.
So good.
But Run Baby Run too. Oh, it's just, I mean, Well, why don't we move on to, let's get our favorites from the rest of these albums and then we can go back.
All right, you go on this one.
Okay, so Sheryl Crow self-titled, released in 1996. I have Home, Sweet Rosalind, If It Makes You Happy, Redemption Day, Hard to Make a Stand, Every Day is a Winding Road, Oh Marie. And I kind of have a question mark on this one. I have The Book, but I keep flip-flopping on it.
I know what you mean about The Book. I think it's a very good song. But I think The Book is in a genre of songs that she does. It's in a style that she does. And I think she's got a couple of better ones.
Okay.
You know, like The Book, I would put in the same category as No One Said It Would Be Easy. But I think No One Said It Would Be Easy is a far better song.
Okay. I see what you're saying here. Yeah. They're like moodier, slower.
Yeah, exactly.
But you're like, what's the best of that of her, like type of song for her? I see.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So right. What I list as my favorites off this, and they're pretty similar to yours, we've got Maybe Angels kicking it off. What a great opening track. A Change Would Do You Good. Home, which goes down as my favorite all-time Sheryl Crow song.
Mm-hmm.
If It Makes You Happy, probably number two on my all-time favorite Sheryl Crow list. Redemption Day, great song. Hard to Make a Stand. Every Day is a Winding Road. Sweet Rosalind and Love is a Good Thing. And I'd probably say, like, you know, Sweet Rosalind and Love is a Good Thing are the two ones that are at the back end of my favorites on that album.
Okay. So you had three on that list that I didn't have.
Yeah.
Maybe Angels, A Change Would Do You Good, Love is a Good Thing. But you did not have Oh Marie, which I had on my list.
Yeah, it's a good song. I'll give you credit on that. But is it as good as any of those songs that we've just listed? I don't think it is.
I feel like it's the same thing where, like, Oh Marie is, like, in, like you were saying about The Book. Like, Oh Marie is a lot like Sweet Rosalind. They're kind of in the same category where they're kind of fun, they're kind of cheeky. Yeah. I like Oh Marie, though, because I feel like it's the one that people don't remember. So, like, if you're listening to, like, an Ultimate Hits
might be a reason album, for that, Nicole.
Like, it's no, but it's, like, the one on the album that you're like, oh, yeah, this song. But, like, it's good. All right, touche.
Okay, so I guess we skip to the next album, which was the somewhat successful The Globe Sessions in 1998.
Mm-hmm.
We should also mention that production credits on Sheryl Crow's albums are pretty much all her. She tends to produce her albums, which is pretty cool.
Aside from Tuesday Night Music Club? Because I don't know if she produced
that
one.
Which she was still a producer on that, though.
Okay.
But that's pretty impressive, seeing as, you know, like, I mean, the self-titled album that we were just talking about, her producing that, that's pretty big.
And she, like, wrote a lot of those songs herself, too, as far as songwriting credits.
Yeah, exactly.
No
credits. So anyway, look, back to the Globe Sessions. I've got my favorite mistake, There Goes the Neighborhood. And possibly I might only have this song in there because in our previous conversations about Sheryl Crow, you wised me up to the fact that I should not be leaving out a song such as River Wide. And you know what? I tend to agree with you, Nicole. I think your wisdom far outweighs mine in that respect. And I'll give you that one.
Funny you mentioned that, because when I was redoing my list today, I left that one off.
Ah, you got it. You got it.
I got it. But that brings up, oh, it is so good, though. Is that it? You just had three from Globe Sessions?
Well, I'm not going to put in Sweet Child of Mine from the re-release of the album. I think it was the following year. Which Rick Rubin, you know, props to him. He produced it, but I think that was one of her worst moments.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I have a few more on my list from Globe Sessions.
Okay.
I have my favorite mistake, There Goes the Neighborhood, which you had, both of those. The Difficult Kind, Members Only, and Crash and Burn.
Crash and Burn. Good tune. But I'm not sure that those ones you mentioned are all that strong.
I love Members Only. That's one of my favorite songs of Sheryl Crow. It's like one of her like fun party ones.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a strong one. So is The Difficult Kind. I don't know if we can knock these off yet. Let's see how far we get.
Do you have any more?
That's it. Well, that's from the Globe Sessions. I have more from more albums.
Because, I mean, people, we're three albums in. After this album, I think all fans know that, you know, it starts to go a bit downhill after that.
This is true.
And not to pay out on Sheryl Crow, because, as I said, she's one of my favorite all-time artists, but I just think she'd done her best work in her first three albums. The only other album I've got on here is 2002's Come On, Come On. Probably the worst album title she's got, even worse than self-titled. Come On, Come On, as an album name I don't like. But I've only got two songs off this one, one being Steve McQueen and the other being Soak Up the Sun, which is a total cheeseball song, but I do kind of love the radio fodder of it. It's quite addictive. And Steve McQueen, I think I only really got attached to that song after buying the Sheryl Crow Come On America 2003 DVD, which I really loved. And I think it starts off with Steve McQueen, or anyway, it's probably the best song on there. And it was filmed over two nights in Kettering, Ohio, which is, you know, very American.
Don't even know. I've never heard of it.
It's also got her wearing like American flag jeans on the front, just to drill home that Come On America. So it's, you know, it's got that vibe that, you know.
Is that where your love affair with America first started?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, probably my love affair with America started with the Tuesday Night Music Club. I really do think so. That song, All I Want to Do, the lyrics in it make you want to go and drive down Santa Monica Boulevard, you know?
I love that you bought her out, her DVD in 2003.
I still have it in my cupboard. I was looking at it just before
this.
That's
amazing. Yeah, I don't think I even own any DVDs anymore.
You gave them all away, even the Sheryl Crow ones?
I Marie Kondo'd that shit. I don't have anything to watch them on anymore, but I love that you have that. So.
Okay, so what other albums do you think have songs that are worthy?
Well, I also went ahead and added a couple from Come On, Come On. We have overlap in Soak Up the Sun. I'm not
fair enough
proud of it, but it's definitely a guilty pleasure. Like, it's one of those songs where you're like, you can't turn that off if it comes on the radio.
I feel like it has to be there. I feel like
it has. I think it does too. I feel like if we were to create an Ultimate Hits album, people would be disappointed if they didn't get their cheese ball Soak Up the Sun.
They truly would be, yeah.
I think it stays on there. The other one I have, and I know you love Steve McQueen so much, I went with Hole in My Pocket.
Beg to differ. Beg to differ on that one, I think.
I think it's also, like, super fun. And, like, I went back and forth between Hole in My Pocket and Steve McQueen. I felt like it was more of, like, just, like, happy. It made me happy when I listened to it earlier. So
it's, not, it's definitely not a list. Song that sticks in my head, that one. But, you know, each to their own, each to their own. And what else do you have in your bag?
So I have one from Wildflower, the 2005 release. Good is Good.
Yeah, Good is Good is a good song. But is it that good?
I don't know.
I'm not sure that it will make it into that list, though.
I felt like I needed to throw something out from, like, the later releases.
And I appreciate that, but I feel like you're really clutching at straws there.
You think so? You don't think it shows, like, her range? You know, if we start with 1993, that one's in 2005. So we're expanding over a decade here.
I'll give you a song that could beat that down any day. In 1994, she did a cover on the Carpenters tribute album, If I Were a Carpenter, the song Solitaire.
I don't think I've heard it.
It's amazing. It is something of beauty, like so much so that I would say it would be definitely in my favorite songs by top 12.
Really?
Really.
A Carpenters cover.
Yep, a Carpenters cover. I'm just putting it out there.
I don't think it qualifies if I haven't heard it.
I know, it's tricky sometimes when someone just gets in with something brilliant ahead of you, but
1994 recording.
Yeah, 1994. Check it out. You know, obviously around her peak. I also think we need to mention, if we're going through all the hits that Sheryl Crow recorded, one of her biggest hits, in the UK at least, one of her top five selling singles there, was her Bond theme song, Tomorrow Never Dies. Are we putting that one in?
You love bringing up this Tomorrow Never Dies theme song from when? When was that?
That was a 1997 classic.
Wedged
in between the self-titled album and Globe Sessions.
Was that Pierce Brosnan? What's his name?
Yes, of course. It was the 90s Pierce Brosnan Bond film, which at the time was very cool. Maybe this song at the time was very cool. I don't think it's very cool anymore when you listen to it. But it definitely shows that she was a massive artist, massive enough to be asked to write a Bond song.
It's true. But like you mentioned with my O Marie, is there a reason why nobody remembers it?
I think I got a good point there.
I think that one gets knocked off the list. But one to go back to and listen. Okay, so should we start? So right now, should I just name, like, the overlap, what we have as overlap?
Sure, go for it.
We have Run Baby Run, Strong Enough, Can't Cry Anymore, No One Said It Would Be Easy, All I Want to Do, Home, Sweet Rosalind, If It Makes You Happy, Redemption Day, Hard to Make a Stand, Every Day is a Winding Road, My Favorite Mistake, There Goes the Neighborhood, Soak Up the Sun. So that's 14.
Songs.
I didn't say that one because I didn't like that one as much.
Oh,
I didn't put that on my list.
Oh, that
hurts. I don't know. I kind of like, that's not one of my favorite Sheryl Crow songs.
Wow.
It just reminds me of, like, and it's probably because it's been used on, like, so many car ads, but I just feel like it was so over-commercialized that, like, it's become a big turnoff.
All right. Well, I guess we need to go through and start picking out the strongest ones in our...
I do, however, really want to fight for Leaving Las Vegas because...
You're going to have to fight for it.
I can't imagine having a Sheryl Crow Greatest Hits album and Leaving Las Vegas is not on there.
Yeah, but I mean, what's it going to beat out on that list? You know what? It'd beat out Sweet Rosalind, I think. Does it beat out Soak Up the Sun for you, or There Goes the Neighborhood?
Let's see. Leaving Las Vegas. I think it would beat out There Goes the Neighborhood. I would put that above, Leaving Las Vegas above. Oh, God. Oof. Yeah,
okay,
I would.
I think what we need to do is go through and work out our definites. What's definitely in there that we are absolutely not prepared to lose?
I mean, we're obviously not prepared to lose All I Want to Do. I know that's an obvious one, but you can't have a Sheryl Crow without an All I Want to Do.
I mean, Run Baby Run, I'd put in the same book. You're not going to lose that. So.
I'll agree with Run Baby Run. Strong enough?
I'd come back to that.
Ooh, okay. All right. Where were you going next?
So what do we got? Run, Baby, and All I Want to Do.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the other one? Did you say another one just then?
I said Strong Enough, and you said Come Back to
Me. Yeah. Yeah. Can't Cry Anymore? Can't cry any... Oh, you got it.
It's so good. It's so good, but so is Strong Enough.
Yeah, true.
Okay, we can
let's get to the next anymore. Album. Get a couple of Death Knots off that. I'm definitely going If It Makes You Happy, right?
Yep, 100% on there.
Can we have Home? Can we please have Home in there?
Home's on there. We both agree on that one. Yep. It's so good.
Okay.
Every Day is a Winding Road.
Yeah, I think you got
as a knockout.
It.
Okay.
That's a definite, you're singing a song in your car kind of thing. It's
great. Oh, yeah. Total my favorite mistake. Oh, am I skipping ahead? I was going to say my favorite mistake should also be on there.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. All right, so starting to see a picture here, people.
So we have 7. I think we need more like party tunes on here.
Yeah.
But I don't know, she's so good at those like slow, like heart-wrenching, like breakup songs. Like Strong Enough, No One Said It Would Be Easy, I Shall Believe.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
I think, look, I think you've just said one there for me, which has to be, and which is No One Said It Would Be Easy.
Okay. We can agree on that.
Do you agree?
I do agree. I kind of put it up there with Strong Enough, like on the same, but...
Let's write down Strong Enough for now, because, I mean, it's a strong song.
Is it strong enough to make it onto our list?
That's I'm putting a question mark next to it, because I'm not sure that it is. But we're going to find out, aren't we? I mean, I would... I would have Can't Cry Anymore definitely in ahead of Strong Enough.
That's also, yeah, that's a really good sing-along song, Can't Cry Anymore. That has, like, a lot of, like, karaoke ability. Like, in the car.
Yeah.
Belt that one out. So we can leave it in there.
So are we at 10 or 9 songs
now? We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9.
Yeah, thought so. So with 3 more songs to go, this really gets down to it, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. And that's if Strong Enough and Can't Cry Anymore are staying in. So you want Leaving Las Vegas. I'm not sure I'm prepared to give you that. Tell me this. Is Leaving Las Vegas a better song than Redemption Day?
Hmm. Yeah. I think I have more of a connection to Leaving Las Vegas. Like, Redemption Day is awesome. Like, it's a beautiful, really well-written song. But Leaving Las Vegas just has, like, more of a... I don't know. I just have, like, a strong... maybe a memory with that song. I mean, literally listening to that song while I'm leaving Las Vegas in the car to drive back home to LA. I just have more of a connection and like remember that song
which
more.
Which is obvious because if anyone's listening to this, you're American, so obviously you're going to have that connection to a song like that. I can understand that, but for me, I think Redemption Day is a better song. It says more, you know?
I mean, it has had lasting... power.
Like I think
she like did a new version. Didn't she do like a new version of it too?
Was it the Johnny Cash recently? Thing? Wasn't it?
Yeah, she did a Johnny Cash. Yeah, no, they did like a little duet thing with
it. Because he covered it and then she kind of did the duet thing on it and re-released it. And you know, which shows that song has really grown over time in stature and stayed the test of time.
How about this? I give you Redemption Day if you give me Leaving Las Vegas. And they can both go on our list.
Okay. I can go with that. So
that brings us to
1, 2, 3,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have one more.
Oh, God. That's scary.
So let me recap here. We have Run, Baby, Run, Leaving Las Vegas, Strong Enough, Can't Cry Anymore, No One Said It Would Be Easy, All I Want to Do, Home, If It Makes You Happy, Redemption Day, and Every Day is a Winding Road. Oh, wait, and My Favorite Mistake. We have 1, 2, 3. So we have 6 from Tuesday Night Music Club, 4 from Self-Titled, 1 from Globe Sessions.
So we've left out I Shall Believe.
We left that out. Yep.
Which is a very good song. It's a good song to be leaving out. That's, you know, maybe Angels.
I like that song, but I don't think that
it's
wasn't in my top.
Yeah. Hard to Make a Stand.
I could put Hard to Make a Stand. Let me also remind you that we're leaving off Soak Up the Sun.
I was also going to remind you that we're leaving off Steve McQueen.
Yeah, I don't care about that one. We can leave that one off. That's fine.
Hard to make a stand or soak up the sun. I mean, I think that's kind of what it comes down to. I mean, maybe Angels I'm not going to fight them hard for.
All right.
A Change Would Do You Good. I really do like that song.
Boring.
Yeah.
We also don't have Sweet Rosalind on there. So we don't have Sweet Rosalind, Hard to Make a Stand. There Goes the Neighborhood.
Yeah, Love is a Good Thing.
Oh, man.
Which I don't think is, you know, love is a good thing. Like, I don't think we need that, do we? It's a very good song, Cheryl, if you're listening, but it's not in your
greatest. Your other ones are just so good that we have to choose those instead.
Exactly. Yeah, look, I feel like Soaking Up the Sun keeps nudging me on the shoulder, going like, hey, when's my time to jump in there?
Hard to Make a Stand is also like a fun song. Yeah. I feel like
the guitar
that was never like a real big commercial, like that wasn't ever like a, was that ever charting? I don't think it ever was. Whereas Soak Up the Sun, here we have like an obvious, this was played on the radio all the time. It's an obvious pick. Right,
but it's a very commercial song. So I mean, you know, obviously that's a perfect radio song.
Versus Hard to Make a Stand, which is the point I was trying to make earlier, is like not a huge commercial hit, but it's a great song that should be on a really like what would we want to listen to? What would be on our list? You know?
Yeah, I'm finding it really hard to split this. To be honest, I think they're both on the same level and are both great for their own reasons.
I'm going to go with Hard to Make a Stand because I think it's a better song. Like I
feel like I was about to give you Soak Up the Sun.
I think Hard to Make a Stand is a better, like, lyrically, just a stronger song. It's like stronger lyrical, like, songwriting. Whereas Soak Up the Sun, yeah, it's cute and fun, but, like, you know.
I think there's a bit of credibility we're talking about here, though. If we are to ditch Soak Up the Sun and go with Hard to Make a Stand, that means that we're taking all the songs pretty much from the first and second records and, what, one song off the third record and that's it? So, essentially, this is the best of the first two albums.
Well, we could go two ways.
It's driving our point home, isn't it?
Yeah, it's either driving our point home or we try to showcase a wider range. And we would have to put Soak Up the Sun on there to do that.
I keep looking at There Goes the Neighborhood thinking like, oh, that should be in. But then I just don't think it's a better song than Hard to Make a Stand or Soak Up the Sun.
They're all so good. They're all so good. But you're right. We already have four from the self-titled, so I don't think we can put Hard to Make a Stand on there. I think maybe we should either give it to There Goes the Neighborhood now that you brought that up, or Soak Up the Sun.
I do make a valid point every now and again, don't I?
Every once in a while.
Well, I think, oh, God, it's so funny because we did have Hard to Make a Stand in there pretty much. And then I'm looking at it going like, well, yeah, Soak Up the Sun, or There Goes the Neighborhood, to kind of just give her a bit of a break and say, yes, your career was a bit longer than two albums.
If I had to choose a song I like better between There Goes the Neighborhood and Soak Up the Sun, it'd be There Goes the Neighborhood.
But if I had to choose a song that I like better between Hard to Make a Stand, There Goes the Neighborhood, and Soak Up the Sun, I think it's Hard to Make a Stand.
Oh, God. What do we do here? Do we have to knock something else off?
Well, we could go back to Strong Enough and Can't Cry Anymore or Leaving Las Vegas. I know
we're not losing Leaving Las Vegas after already.
Okay. You can have that one. Strong Enough, I couldn't kick out. And Can't Cry Anymore, I think, are better than all these three songs that we're talking about.
What about No One Said It Would Be Easy?
No.
Should we get rid of that?
No. No, we're keeping that.
No one said this would be easy, Kit. We have to make some decisions.
But no one said it would have to be this hard. And I'm thinking, I know I said, you know, let's give her a bit more longevity, but I think Hard to Make a Stand is a better song than There Goes the Neighborhood, and I think it is a better song than Soak Up the Sun. Although Soak Up the Sun did have the commercial success, Hard to Make a Stand, I think, is a better song. For me, it's a more favorite song. And if this is anything,
our favorite songs by
is favorite songs by.
All right.
And I think by that, I would rather have Hard to Make a Stand in my playlist than Soak Up the Sun. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you feel better about that?
I would. Yeah, I 100% agree with that. So we. Yeah, you're right. Let's go back to what is this podcast about?
Yeah, and Over There Goes the Neighborhood. I think I would have Hard to Make a Stand in my favorite songs by playlist.
If I think about it too long, I'll change my mind. So, yes.
I think we have a winner, people. Hard to Make a Stand coming in at dead last, number 12.
So that means we have 6 songs from Tuesday Night Music Club, 5 songs from Sheryl Crow self-titled, and 1 from Globe Sessions. Those are from albums from 1993, 1996, and 1998.
If I could have, I would have had Solitaire in there just to buy myself some credibility. Mm. Although it is a cover, it's a brilliant version. After this, you're going to go and listen to it, and you'll see what I mean.
Well, when we make the songs you didn't know about or songs you forgot by podcast, we put that one on there.
Thanks for clarifying.
Yeah. So, recap here. I think we've done it. Run, Baby, Run. Leaving Las Vegas. Strong Enough. Can't Cry Anymore. No One Said It Would Be Easy. All I Want to Do. Home. If It Makes You Happy. Redemption Day. Hard to Make a Stand. Every Day is a Winding Road. And My Favorite Mistake. That's it. There you have it.
You've been listening to My Favorite Songs by Kit Atkinson and Nicole Pritch. Thank you very much for having us.
We hope you've enjoyed our first episode, and we will post this playlist up on Spotify, and we hope that you get a lot of pleasure out of listening to our favorite songs by Sheryl Crow.
And I do believe that our next podcast will be about the great Tom Petty.
Stay tuned.
Thank you for listening to Favorite Songs By. You can find all episodes with accompanying playlist on Spotify at Favorite Songs By Podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Favorite Songs By. And if you like what you heard, please share us with your friends. Favorite Songs By was created and produced by me, Nicole Pruch, with help from Kit Atkinson. Special thanks to our co-producer and engineer, Mike Santos.